Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Cleanest Church in Town Already in Progress.
Down to an African place, and a witch doctor was having a problem. They're doing something, and he was casting out some, or doing something. I don't know what he was doing, but anyway, this pastor walked up and he saw what this guy was doing, and he said, "That's just a demon." You know, he said, "That's a demon. I have power over that thing in the name of Jesus." And so that pastor, he left, and he didn't, as he went to his room that night, he was laying there in the room, and all of a sudden in that room, he smelt this terrible, terrible, terrible smell. And all of a sudden, his bed began to shake. And the bed petrified him, you know, just scared his socks off. And his bed shook out into the middle of the room. And then all of a sudden, he come to his senses. "I'm a son of God. I can cast out demons. The scripture says I can cast out demons." Did it say that? If the scripture says, "So you remit of your sin, remit your sin, and you cast out devils," he said, "I just said, 'Devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop shaking my bed.'" And he said, "My bed became solid as a rock." And he said, "The smell left." And he said, "I thought, Then he thought, "You know, that proves the Bible is really true. I do have power over these devils." And then he thought, "My bed was over there against the wall a while ago. Now it's out in the middle of the room." So he says, "Devil, come back in this room right now in the name of Jesus." And he said, "The smell came back. Everything happened." He said, "Now you put my bed back against that wall where it was." And he said, "My bed started shaking." And he said, "It put right back over there right where it was. And as soon as it got right where it's supposed to be, I said, 'Now then you can get out and don't you come back in the name of Jesus.'" And he said, "The smell went away again and the shaking stopped and everything." He said, "I learned right there on that trip to Africa that I have all power, just like the scripture says. I have all power over Satan." Now let me show you where that scripture is found. Luke 10:19-20. I want you to look at Luke 10:19-20. Now Jesus did say we can cast out demons. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, if Jesus said we can cast out demons, does he lie?
No.
It's impossible for Jesus to lie. Luke 10:19-20. What does it say?
"Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Right.
Now, how many of you in here believe that? Now, you see why I'm teaching that? You see, you got to know what we're fixing to do. We're going to get you healed today, son. Today's your day. And we're going to get you healed, young lady. Today's your day. This church believes in the Word of God. We see people get healed here all the time. Every Sunday, people get healed here because we believe. Now then, out of the two scriptures, Luke 10:19-20, how much power did God give us?
All.
"Behold, I give you authority or power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power." Is that what he said? So if he give you all power over those spirits, how much power do they have over you? Ain't that good news? That'll get you set free. You know, when you learn that you don't walk in fear, and a man that's got a job like you, you need to know the promises of God, and you need to know to never get into fear, because when you get into fear, you open the door to that enemy. You walk in, I don't care what's there, you do not walk in fear as a fireman or a police officer, nothing. You walk in obedience to the commands of Christ, and you can walk without. In fact, the Psalm 91 deal that Bill's passing out to all the firemen and the police officers and everything else all over the state of Texas right now, when they read that Psalm 91 deal to find out that those men that went to war in World War II that had somebody praying Psalm 91 over them every day, not one single one of those soldiers even got an injury during the entire World War II.
World War I.
Oh, was that World War I? Okay, World War I. But it didn't make any difference. It works for World War II. It works for today. It works all the time. So we want to see now, when we read Luke 10:19-20, One more time, somebody else besides Cheryl, somebody else read that to me out loud. What does that say?
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, if you believe that, and it's in God's word and you need to believe it, then how much power and authority does the devil have over you? None. If you're walking in obedience to God's word, you're walking in love, you're walking in faith, you're walking in the belief of the promises of God, the enemy has no power over you. And then after he says these signs, Mark 16:17, a while ago that we read, that these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name we shall cast out demons. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay. If we can cast out demons, then let's go back to Mark 16:18, the very last line of Mark 16:18, and I want somebody to read that and tell me what that says. Mark 16:18, the last line. What does it say?
They shall lay hands on
and you shall what?
They shall recover. Lay hands on the sick.
You shall lay hands.
Yeah.
Now, God made that so hard. I command every spirit of curse to leave this young man. And I have both hands on him, and I command him to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now then, for his wife, I command every spirit of curse to come out of her and to leave her and to go away. And never, ever any of these spirits come back to this couple ever again. And may they be healed from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet in Jesus' name. Okay, do you believe you're healed? Okay. Thank you, Lord, for healing your people. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Now then, so that some of the new people, that haven't heard all these wonderful testimonies, I would like for everybody that comes to this church that has been healed at this ministry of something, I would like for you to just stand up and say, I have been healed.
I have been healed.
Wow. Look at that, huh? And there you go. You're a believer. Thank you, Lord. We serve an awesome God. Awesome God. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you that you're the mighty King. You're the Lord of lords and God of gods. You're the one that cleanses us and purifies us and makes us holy. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and the glory for healing us and delivering us. And then renewing our youth like the eagles. And thank you, Lord, that you are getting stronger every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we realize what we can have, what we say with our mouth, if we believe it with our heart. And so, Lord, thank you that we are young and healthy and strong, and we can do all things in Christ. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us with a long, healthy life on this earth, that we may be able to be used of you for your glory. And, Lord, as we stand in your presence, we want to thank you for the Psalm 91 books and things that Bill's passing out to all these people. I thank you, Lord, for all these men that I can see. We just started this, and already this is into the hundreds and thousands of men that have received these things, and we're praying for their protection. And Lord, we want you to move on our hearts that we will pray for all of these men and women every day on a regular basis, that we will pray. And then, Lord, one day, and maybe in a couple of years from now, somebody will come back and say, you know, we haven't had a single police officer or a fireman injured. What did these people do different? We had so many men damaged and shot and injured and everything else. But in the last couple of years, we have not only have we not had one lose his life, but we've not even had one to be injured. So what in the world did they do? And they find somebody, and a police officer or a fireman or whatever, and he says, I read Psalm 91 over myself every day before I go to work. I'm a fireman. I read Psalm 91 every day before I go to work. And so therefore, by reading Psalm 91, it promises me protection and blessing. And that's what I'm doing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Now then, this will not only work for me, it'll work for you. So just like I told y'all the other day, when I used to be the manager of a large corporation down here at DFW Airport, after a few years of me being the manager, they come in and they said, we don't understand what happened. Your department is prone to have accidents, But your department has no injuries, no accidents, no loss of life, nothing. We want to know what you're doing different. And I said, I pray over my men every day in Jesus' name. And they said, it couldn't be just because you're praying. I said, oh, yes, it can, too. Because now then we have all this information to back us up. And you'll find out in your own life, if you'll pray Psalm 91 over your own life every day you'll find out that your day will go better. Things will go better. Quote the Word of God over your life and over your children. You know, so that your children won't be injured and you won't be injured. And we just, can you imagine that 5 years from now, if somebody gets on secular television and says, we have a testimony we want to show. We had 50 officers from all different branches all over the state of Texas that have come in and said, since they started reading Psalm 91 every day, we have not had a single injury or a loss of life for the last 5 years. That'd make a guy not quite so afraid to go to work, would it? If you knew God was in charge, and when you know He's in charge, and He is in charge,
yes.
If you'll quote that word, that's the secret, the Word. The Word is what heals you. He sent His Word and delivered you. He sent His Word and healed you. You got to know the Word and everything. So, Lord, we just give You praise one more time, and we thank You for being our King, our Lord, our God, our healer, our deliverer, our provider, and You are the mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, all of you that believe you're healed, you're healed.
Amen.
You got to believe. So all you got to do is believe, and it's a done deal. I got to tell you this, for those of you that may or may not know this story, I always love to go back and recap a story. You know, when we prayed like we did today by going around and getting everybody involved. Here's the thing. When everybody prays, when people come back next week and say, I got healed, somebody say, who prayed for you? Who prayed for you? How many prayed for you? A whole bunch.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Cleanest Church in Town, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.